Clubhouse.
Welcome to Interview with a Podcast, a Pod Clubhouse original. I'm Caroline from Daily Review.
And I'm Mike from Pop Culture Review. Each week on Interview with a Podcast, we sit down for a chat with a podcast or website and its creators.
Here at Pod Clubhouse, our main goal is to create a community of collaboration among podcasters and their friends.
If someone has something to say, has a passion for a topic, we want the Clubhouse to be a way for content creators to find their voice.
Through Interview with a Podcast, we'll be able to highlight a diverse array of podcasts from TV to music, movies to comedy.
Maybe it'll be a sports podcast one week, or a DIY home projects podcast. Hopefully we can help you discover the next must-listen-to true crime podcast.
Each episode gives you, the listener, a chance to meet and decide if their podcast is a fit for you.
That's right. We've got two goals here. With Interview with a Podcast, we hope to be a destination for listeners to get curated podcast recommendations. And for content creators, we hope to be an outlet to increase visibility and listenership. It's the rising tide lifts all boats approach to collaboration.
If there's a podcast you think we should feature on Interview with a Podcast, send us a DM and we'll see if we can set up an interview.
With that, I think it's time we get to this week's guest.
This is Caroline with Daily Review.
This is Mike from Pop Culture Review, and this is Interview with a Podcast. Today, Caroline and Mike are sitting down with So I'm Watching the Show. We have Kristen and Will from So I'm Watching the Show. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good, yeah. On this Oscar Sunday.
Oscar Sunday, yeah. We're very excited. Well, we're...
Where are we?
We're medium excited.
I love that you're medium excited. What is your trepidation, guys?
For me, I mostly feel like all the acting Oscars are a lock, so it's a little boring for me, to be honest. I'm nervous and worried about Best Director and Best Picture, but we are excited because we're going to a place to watch it with other people.
Mm-hmm. We have a really rad local art house theater called The Inzian, and they do they host a screening with food and alcohol and stuff. It's great. Yeah, I'm a little trepidatious because I'm a bit more mainstream. The Oscars I find kind of annoying. I would have Knives Out in Best Picture category. That's kind of more where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I still enjoy the spectacle of it all and the fun, and any reason to eat and drink in public with people is fine by me.
You guys are amazing already, Mike. I feel like these people are our people.
They are.
Eating, drinking, yes. Watching things in public. Yes. Yeah. All of the above. I love it.
We love all the things in public. So, yeah.
Cool. Just to clarify, I have a husband. Whose name is Paul.
Separately, we love all the things in public.
We enjoy things publicly away from one another. Yes. Mm-hmm. Y'all, go ahead and introduce yourselves proper. That means your first, middle, and last name.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
middle?
Also the name of your podcast.
Well, last and if four you, of your social.
Fine. Kristen, fine. If you want to add your confirmation name, fine.
Mother's maiden name, all of that stuff.
And yeah. Your social security number would also be
sure.
First
sure.
Animal, first pet you had.
What was the first pet and street you lived on?
Well, I am Kristen Rebecca Jansen.
And I'm William Sheldon Brooks.
There you go.
Those are fake names. Those are not real
they
names.
They are absolutely not. You would think, but they're not.
It's a name I didn't like when I was younger, but I have firmly grown into it. I'm like, yeah. You're going to say the Sheldon, but...
Oh my God. Now, you're one of those, Will, huh? You're like, just say my name.
It's not a long story, and we've certainly streamlined it, but it was a definite process getting to the podcast. And where the name came from was from a time we are kind of a lifelong best friend scenario, and we've spent much of our lives together, in the same place. And there was a period of time where I was at my parents' house in Maryland for a year, and Kristen was still in Florida. And so I was inclined to sort of get a little boozy late at night and watch a shitty TV, movie, Lifetime, Flowers in the Attic stuff. And I would leave her messages on Facebook, and they would always start with, "So I'm watching this show." And so the girl, blah, blah, blah. And I would just sort of describe to her what was happening. And so in the morning, she would wake up to that, and our friends would kind of comment on it and stuff. And they always thought it was really funny, and they were like, "You should do something with this." And I always wanted to do something in this vein, but I had a very hard time wrapping my mind around what. I tried blogging, and it didn't really work, and I tried a couple of different stuff, and I just didn't really have the follow through. And so finally in 2017, Kristen came to me and she was like, we should start a podcast. And I was like, that actually sounds like the worst idea ever. I was like, nice. I can't think of anything like having to listen to my own voice. Like, I would never. And
amen, brother. Amen.
Well, you get used to it rather quickly. You really do.
Oh, yeah. It was the easiest thing to get used to. I can't even explain how fast it happened. It was like four episodes in and I was like listening to the episode to approve it. And I was like, well, that's what I sound like. I can't do anything about it now.
Mm-hmm. I love that, Kristen. You're like, I sound amazing.
Well, it wasn't really that, but it was more like, I'm 32. I can't fix it. So I'm just going to embrace it.
Well, and I think there's a handful of like insecurities with confronting yourself in that way. Like, some people don't like watching themselves be filmed and stuff. And initially, I think all the negative things leap out at you first. But after a little while, you start being like, oh, it's not that bad. And you even start, like, I even start noticing things about myself that I do like mm-hmm. that I only realize now upon doing this. So,
hey, I love that. You hear that, Mike? Things you do like about yourself could come out from listening.
I'm taking Will's self-help class right now.
You are?
Signing up for it.
Is it like, so I'm taking a self-help class?
Sure.
Yeah, that's sure. Will's class. Let's do it. Let's get into the Tony Robbins arena here.
So I sound like a rejected Looney Tunes character. What can you do for me?
You get the brochure.
How do I change that voice?
You gotta lean in. You
just
gotta lean
in harder. Like, go all the way, like Elmer Fudd. Or
whoa! Hey, You guys, I think you mentioned that you've been friends for a long time, and you both are kind of naturally effusive personalities. If you've ever listened to your podcast, obviously you guys get along very well. Did you have any kind of background in broadcasting or TV or radio or any kind of performing?
Well, Will used to do the school announcements in high school.
You guys go way back.
That counts. That yeah. clearly counts.
I can't read live. Like, I have to, like, I can't read a teleprompter. It's just the way, I'm not diagnosed dyslexic or whatever, but it just doesn't work. But
I'm very happy that you finished that sentence. You gave a little pregnant pause there. I can't read. I thought this was about to turn to a very special episode of
IWAP. Oh,
my gosh. William Sheldon Brooks can't read.
Oh, my God. That would have been so exciting. We could definitely have worked on some Hooked on Phonics or what have you.
You're about to tack on an extra episode.
I can read and write. Math, the jury's still out on, but...
Well, same for me on that one.
So, I did some theater when I was a kid, but I've mostly been behind the scenes. Like, I went to film school for, like, college and stuff, and I've worked on movies and stuff, but this is really the first time that I've ventured back into being the entertainer since probably, middle school.
And I have no background at all.
Just something you want to do.
And willing to do it, right?
Well, she
has to be coaxed a little.
I do sometimes have to be coaxed. And honestly, it's like one time out of 10, I get the point that I'm trying to make across the way I'm trying to make it. So it is still a work in progress after 2 years. But the biggest reason that I insisted that we do it is because we had just finished writing the book that we were writing. And I was like, we need a way to be making constant content. Otherwise, there's not going to be anything going out. And it's just going to be like another 2.5 years before we like put something else out that people can experience or listen to or read or do or whatever. And so I had gotten so into My Favorite Murder. And I was like, they are like not very professional beyond the fact that they can afford good equipment. And I was like, we could absolutely point our faces at a microphone and make something worthwhile come out. And it got to the point where I was talking about it. And my husband, also Will, was like, yeah, if you guys could just like agree loudly at each other in a way that's for a purpose, that would be really helpful
for
me.
He was like, point it somewhere other than me.
He was like, stop shouting agreements with each other at me and do it at a microphone instead. And I was like, we got this. And then, 2 years later, we kind of got it.
Storytelling came very naturally to me from an early age. And so I've spent the better part of my life trying to figure out how to do that. I have stories in my mind, how do I tell them? And so it's like, I tried movies, I tried writing, like I've tried different stuff. And it's like, I'm capable of doing those things. But at the end of the day, I think talking and communication is where I feel most at home. And so when podcasts became a thing, I was like, oh, this is a viable option. This is actually something that we can do. And it was really fun. And it's changed our lives for the better in massive ways. I mean, mm-hmm. even beyond any success that we would acquire. I was like, at the end of the day, we kind of have a scrapbook of the last 2 years of our lives that hopefully never going anywhere. So it's changed my life. So
I think you guys buried the lead there a little bit. You have to back up and tell us about the book that you published. What is this?
Yeah, this is more Will's arena than mine, but we probably shouldn't get too deep into it.
No.
It's called Fairy Tale. It's basically a mashup of fairy tales, and the way that we both describe it to people is it's kind of like Gossip Girl meets Game of Thrones. So it's like very fashion centered as a society within the book, but
it starts off in a very fun, almost like reality TV sort of place, and then gradually shit gets real.
Yeah.
And it is using traditional fairy tale characters and tropes, but they're very revamped and modernized, and it's more adult. It's not adult in like a romance novel type thing, but it is some sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And it's an idea that I had been working on for 10 years. And I mean, it went from being a script to being a graphic novel to being from a movie to a graphic novel to a TV show to a book, you know, and now I'm in the process of trying to turn it back into a TV show.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it's something that I was working on for about 10 years, and I finally got, like, I had the story. The story was all there, and the story was all good, and I was a fine writer, but I needed help actually polishing it. And that's when Kristen came in, and she basically sort of, I gave her all of my stuff, and she kind of rewrote it beginning to end and made it function like a proper novel.
It was a very detailed screenplay when I got it, and I made it into a more of a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's what a good editor does. A good editor takes that work and, you know,
it is also like 700 pages long, so
that's the Game of Thrones.
That wasn't my goal, but I was like, I mean, when you're dealing with characters like, you know, Sleeping Beauty, Snow White, The Little Mermaid, Rapunzel,
Cinderella,
like, I felt a duty to actually honor, like, pay service to these mythical figures, and so it ended up becoming bigger. And that's very me. Like, I always think that I'm like, this is gonna be so contained.
Yeah.
And it, like, balloons into, like, Baz Luhrmann-esque, yeah.
Well, so, it could have been 1,000 pages, so, I mean, hey.
It could easily
have been 1,000 pages.
You say Gossip Girl meets Game of Thrones. The only thing that came to my mind was, like, XOXO Cersei. So, I don't know.
There is a character who, like, not word for word, but she kind of does that.
Love it. I love it.
That's awesome. This book sounds amazing, but I really want to hear what you guys are talking about on your podcast. So, tell us about that. What do you guys cover on podcasts?
We do a lot of new releases because we find they give us, like, a decent amount of traction just to, like, kind of get in the conversation. But we also like to revisit old favorites, like things that we love that we think didn't get their due when they came out, or things that are nostalgic for us. Like, Will has introduced a kind of a series that we do every Thanksgiving now where we talk about some Muppet movies, which is,
because
to be honest, a lot of fun.
I love the Muppets, and I grew up with them, and they kind of took on a holiday connotation for our family, so it just feels very Thanksgiving. Like, my brother and I watch the old Muppet movies, and in particular my favorite is A Muppet Family Christmas, which is different than A Muppet Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. And most people have not seen it, but yeah.
love it. We actually interviewed Guy Gilchrist, who did, like, the Muppet Babies animation stuff.
God.
And mm-hmm. like, totally in love with the Muppets up in here.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, my kiddo went as Jim Henson for Halloween multiple occasions.
So, your kid went as Jim Henson?
Oh, yeah.
That's incredible.
He loves the Muppets. So
amazing.
Already, mad but love, Will.
But yeah, we also do, like, we'll cover music, we'll cover some pop culture events, like, not really a ton, but we've done a handful of topic issues where, like, we did an entire episode about country music ladies, like Shania Twain and Reba McEntire and stuff, and we've done, like, a Lady Gaga episode, we've mm-hmm. done a Beyonce episode. Yeah, it's kind of a mix of all things pop
also
culture.
Also, TV. We do, like, a lot of the streaming shows, and then we do have a Patreon where we do weekly recaps of certain TV shows. Though this season, we are putting The Magicians out for everybody, so every week we talk about the new Magicians season, and then it just goes as, like, a bonus episode
on our feed.
Yeah.
As a diehard Magicians fan, I appreciate it.
So. Yay, you're welcome.
From, like, week to week, though, is it pretty much you guys are going in when you get ready to record? Because you guys are a weekly podcast, right? I mean, generally.
We're twice a week, mm-hmm. Tuesdays and Fridays.
Oh, okay, great. And so how are you making that decision? I mean, especially like take 2019. There were, 800 movies that came mm-hmm. out. How are you picking which ones you go and cover?
We kind of sit down every month and look at the coming month, and we pick like, the four tent pole things. Like we're like, what are the big releases this month? And then from there, we fill in like two or three sort of like deep cuts or like just for fun or maybe a holiday.
Or TV.
Yeah. And then we try to leave one or two spots open for Netflix to dump something random. You know what I mean? Something like, oh, crap, we need room for Haunting of Hill House. And
yeah.
So, and then historically, we've had a cache of about five emergency episodes in case we just don't have something. And at the moment, we have none.
Yeah, we are. We're flying more by the seat of our pants right now than we have for the last 2 years because we don't really have any backup episodes currently. But what he says is mostly true. We mostly, because sometimes there are like four or five movies coming out in a weekend, and we really just sort of gravitate to the one that's like most our brand, because there are like three movies coming out for Valentine's Day. And if you didn't guess we were going to see Fantasy Island, you'd be wrong. So, it's just like we have to kind of like, what's the like slightly campier thing that's like just a little bit more our brand than like the mega thing that's coming out?
Because we also want to, like, the first commandment of our podcast was that we want to like things. There were so many podcasts and like YouTube channels and stuff where it's like, this thing sucks and here's why. And nobody wants that. Well, apparently some people do.
Apparently a shitload of people want that, but like I don't really want that.
We don't want that.
I'm not tuning in to people talking about stuff to hear them dump all over it. I want to listen to other people who felt the same way that I did about it. And I've always been that kind of person where like I've only ever walked out of the movie theater one time. And I have a feeling if I went back and rewatched The Mexican with Julia Roberts and Brad Pitt, I might feel better about it than I did when I was 15. But it just is like, I don't want to be that person. I want to find the good thing that's in everything that I see. And so often, even
the
things that
we want
to have fun. That's the thing, is like, even the things that we don't like, we're able to have fun sort of skewering them in a way. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be like, this thing is bad and everyone involved should feel bad about it.
We have kind of like we want to talk about the thing. Like, we're very much a spoiler podcast. Like, we're the people who walked out of, spoilers for The Last Jedi, and were like, I want to talk about Laura Dern blowing the ship up. Like, right. That was the only thing I could think about for an hour. And so it's like, it's that kind of energy that we bring to our show.
Not her gown that she wore as a general in the Resistance.
I mean, it's lovely.
We spent 20 minutes on that.
We did. We spent time on it.
You want to talk about gowns? Listen to our Aquaman episode.
Yeah, we talked quite
and
a lot about
I go
about
for
it
minutes then. About Amber Heard's glowing jellyfish dress. Yeah.
That's really funny. I was thinking more about, you guys just celebrated your 2-year anniversary in December, right?
Mm-hmm.
Early January. We started recording in December, but everything released in early January.
Okay, well, happy to your birthday.
It's close enough.
Thank you.
What have you guys think you have learned or changed about yourselves since you started? If there's like a big takeaway for each of you in how you approach podcasting, because that's a long time to do it for most mm-hmm. podcasts.
It's helped me with my discipline and my responsibility a lot, actually. I think it's helped me with it's certainly helped me with my communication and maybe even patience. Like I said, when you have to listen back to yourself, you notice sometimes where you're like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't do that,
Yeah, I mean, I mostly agree with that. Although I do feel like, if anything, I've gotten just more myself in a way. Like, I don't know that I've really learned anything so much as I've become more entrenched in my deep beliefs about movies and TV shows. But the discipline is definitely true, specifically as it relates to finishing things that I've started, where for so long when we weren't doing it for a purpose, if a movie came out and I just didn't feel like going out that day, I wouldn't go out that day. And now it's like every week without fail, we are pretty much at the movie theater and we have to finish these TV shows that in the past I might have watched half of it and been like, I'll finish it later, and then never touched it again. So that stuff has been helpful.
And even, like I mentioned earlier, I consider myself a storyteller. And so it's like, it's really, really helping me in sort almost like a scientific way, where I kind of am breaking down how stories are told, and I'm seeing things that I would not have always seen or not necessarily have seen, or and it's forcing me to watch things in an active way, not a passive way. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely think it's helped me just as a storyteller.
Discipline-wise is interesting, and I wanted to, not that this is an educational podcast, but if you were going to give advice to someone who is trying to get in a podcast or is struggling through getting it done, what do you tell someone about, even when you don't feel like recording, getting back to the discipline thing, but you have to sit down and record, is there any kind of tip that you could give someone that's helped you get ready, get, you know, put the headsets on, get in front of the microphone and record, even when you don't feel like it?
Oh, I don't know. For me, I like having a little bit of wiggle room. We fell naturally into sort of a recording schedule, but even then there's frequently time for me to be like, I don't really feel like recording tonight. Can we do tomorrow? And so it was like, sometimes knowing that I have the option allows me to get through. I guess my biggest thing in giving someone advice who's going to start is that you have to start somewhere. You're never going to feel ready. It's never going to seem right, but you do have to start somewhere and you have to keep going. It's like, because it would, if I weren't doing this with Kristen, if I were doing this by myself, I would be on episode 4 after 2 years, because I would be waiting for it to feel right. And she kind of was like, we're doing it twice a week. We have the time. We have the ability. Here's how we're going to do it. And you learn by doing. I mean, unless you're, you know, in the big leagues with like Crooked Media or whatever, and that producers come in and really set you up, it's like you just kind of figure it out.
Yeah.
And you only figure it out by doing it.
I would also add that if I were to be giving somebody advice, I would say specifically, if you're trying to do this and you're trying to do this for real, you first have to be prepared to wait, because, you know, it's been 2 years and we can't do this as a job. Like, this can't pay our bills, but it's fun for us. And I think the biggest thing that I could...
Well, and we're getting closer.
We are getting closer, but it's a very slow-going process unless you really hit right out of the gate, which is impossible to predict. And then the other thing I would say is you absolutely have to be consistent, because mm-hmm. I see it less now, and I feel like it's because a lot of the people who were saying it have sort of fallen off. But when we were first starting out, we made friends with lots of podcasts, you guys included. And it would be like every other week, they would be like, oh my God, we can't do it this week. Something came up. And it's just like, I understand life issues. Life issues are a huge thing. We have tons of life issues, but we've also prepared for that in the past when we knew that there was like an instance where something might happen. So we still had content to put out, where we have so far, and knock on wood, not had to be like, sorry, we can't give you what you've become accustomed to. And so for me, consistency is the way to do it. Where like we started out as a 2-podcast-a-week show, which, if we're speaking honestly, was maybe ambitious for us to commit to. But we started out that way. And unless it was like a real serious thing that we sat down and talked about and like made clear to people, I don't want to go down from that. So mm-hmm. that to me is absolutely the biggest advice, is be prepared to take the time it takes and be consistent, or people will not keep tuning in.
I love that you guys are saying that. And Will, one of the things that you just said that really piqued my interest was how you've become so much more of an active watcher of whatever it is you're absorbing in pop culture. Do you find yourself losing any amount of patience or being a little like, when other people are like, oh, I don't know, I didn't really notice what they were wearing, or I didn't really catch that line. Are you like, what the hell are you even doing?
No.
You call yourself a TV watcher?
No, because actually, I have lamented a handful of times that there are certain shows that I wish I could turn my brain off and just watch. And different people watch things differently. And frankly, I'm one of those people who will miss those things sometimes. But yeah, I don't know if I answered the question, but...
No, completely. I it's so funny for me, because I think it's one of those things that I agree with you. I don't think I'm capable of turning off my brain now and watching a show and just enjoying it just for, you know, whatever, just fluff. Now I'm all like, you know, boy, that set sure was off, or like whatever it is. And yeah. It's something that you pick up so much more on. As you guys were doing your podcast, did either of you feel like, I want to hear from both of you on this one, that you had like a really memorable moment that was happening between either the two of you guys, or you had some sort of revelation on something that you saw that you were like, wow, this feels so fresh and different. I'm going to lock this in as a memorable moment for me.
I have an answer that's not so deep.
Well, I was going to say, I think we have the same answer, and okay. It's kind of the opposite of what you just said.
I think you might be right. Go, you go.
We can do it at the same time. It's the Alita Battle Angel episode.
Yes, it's definitely the Alita Battle Angel episode.
It's our favorite episode because we both hated that movie, and we both thought we saw it separately. So we both were prepared for the other one to like it. And the way our relationship works is 9 times out of 10, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So since we both thought the other one liked it, I think we were kind of like, oh God, I don't want to argue.
We were like, we were very like cautiously dipping a toe into the conversation at the beginning of the episode until we both realized neither one of us liked it. And then we just, and again, like this goes totally against what we were just saying about how we like to like things, but we just immediately obliterated the movie.
Like
we ripped it to shreds
to the point where we couldn't breathe. Like we had to stop because we were laughing so hard. And
I have never wished we were already so doing video so much as in that episode, because I was the color of a tomato. I couldn't breathe because I was laughing so hard because of how
it was.
We were
just
talking
the relief
about it
of being on the same page. Like,
yeah, yeah. 100%.
And again, like I said, even though we hated it, people who have liked the movie have listened to that episode and told us that they thought it was hysterical. So it's like we still had fun.
So.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think if there was something that really, I know there actually has to be something where we had the opposite, like what you asked, where we thought, man, this is like a huge breakthrough. But I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No, it's really all about when you look back on, you know, what you've done and what you've, you know, put out there. You know, it's those moments that you think about. And I think that was the point of it.
Absolutely. I mean, I that's the thing where, like what I said earlier, I mean, it's only like 1 time out of 10 where I say the thought I'm trying to get across the actual way I'm trying to say it. So we're very rarely poignant.
I love when she gets flustered, because it's turned into a running joke for us. But one of the times that has made me laugh the most was when we were breaking down the final season of Game of Thrones. And for like 5 of the episodes, we were fighting for the show. We were like, we were like, come on, it's going to nail it. It's going to nail it.
You can do it. You can pull
and
it out.
She just got so flustered with the conversation between Danny and John towards the end, where she's like, but am I your queen? And he was like, yes. And then she's like, am I only your queen? And he was like, what do you want from me, lady? And it's like, it's stuff like that, that it's like in real time hearing Kristen sort out not only what is happening, but her total exasperation at it, that it just like, it moves from a conversation and into an experience. Like,
I love that.
That's like maybe the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Oh my God. I love that. Now
your
this is going to be
moment.
Your memorable moment. Yeah,
yeah, right. Your memorable moment is going to be on this podcast. So.
When Will admitted all this love. Oh, it's beautiful.
Well, because that's another thing that's happened organically with our show, is we've gotten messages from a lot of fans that we don't know that will say things like, oh my God, I love your show because I love this thing, but I don't have friends that do. And so in a way, it's like we're kind of like a friendship surrogate for certain things.
Where they're like, you're the only people that I know who are experiencing this thing with me, and I'm so glad that you're doing it.
And so that's really fascinating. And because I told Kristen at one point, I was like, we've effectively just opened our friendship up to an audience to listen to, for better
which
and
is
worse.
Fun.
I mean,
I like it.
That actually kind of segues into my next question for you guys. I know you guys are always obviously the hosts, but do you have guests on? And if so, how do you guys go about picking who's going to join in for an episode with you guys?
I mean, we have had guests. We don't do it super frequently, mostly because it's hard enough. It's enough like wrangling cats just with the two of us, that like adding a third person in a different time zone is tricky. But we have had our personal friends, Trevor and Rachel, on for some Buffy episodes. And Trevor has a podcast, too, called Trevor Loves Everything. We've also had, or I've been a guest on Verbal Diorama with Em, and she's in England. Yep. And we've had Sade from Offscreen Babble on. And then we have had both Monique and Tiffany from Black Girls Do Stuff, too.
And Kat.
Kat from Shuffle. So, yeah, I mean, mostly it's just people who we organically became friends with on Twitter, basically, from podcasting.
We have a really good rapport with Sade, and she's covered a lot of things with us. She did the entirety of season 3 of Claws all summer last year.
Wow.
And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, it's something to worry about, too. I mean, you guys have such a set dynamic that, you know, well predates your podcast, so it's definitely someone you have to bring in is going to have not wreck that balance and, you know, add to it or make it something else. So.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah, that I think that might be part of the reason why we've been a little selective about it, is because you don't really know until you get on the call with somebody how you're going to interact. And Will actually is the most, like, I don't want to say picky, that sounds bad, but he like had phone conversations with Sade before
I try to talk to someone on the phone first, just to get an understanding of each other's speech patterns and stuff. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really, make sure they don't sound like a rejected cartoon character.
You know, I don't know where you got that idea. You sound like a regular man.
Regular man. He's a Muppet of a man, if you have to know.
Okay. Or a very manly Muppet.
Fair too.
He is. Is there anyone who you would like to have on your podcast? If you could like pick anyone in the world, who would you really like to have on there? As like someone who you'd want to have a beer with, or someone you'd actually like want to interview?
So I have a very specific and a very strangely specific answer to this, but we're at that.
You can pick just one?
I can zero in on one. No, we're at that point where we can start tricking people into thinking we're more legitimate than we are. And that's how you get in the door.
Yeah.
And so, no, there's a handful of like people, because we just happened, like when we watch Riverdale, Penelope Blossom is our favorite, you know? And it's sort of like, there's times where I'm like, I wonder if we could like interview like the mother of one of the characters on one of the teen soap operas or something. And one of them is, there's an actress that we both love that she's been in several things, but her name is Bonnie Somerville. And
I knew that's who you were going to say.
She's been on.
It was either that or Judy Greer.
Yeah,
I knew
been
it.
On, she's been on several podcasts and stuff. And there's a part of me where I'm like, she has two specific shows that she was on that we love. And I'm like, I wonder if she would ever do like an interview or something. And I'm not at that place yet where I'm ballsy enough to actually put it out there, but
like DM Bonnie Somerville. Yeah, I'm not
but
there.
But there's a part of me that I'm like, I feel like it's coming. I feel like one of these days, because you never know when people are, I mean, the worst that they're going to do is ignore it.
You should totally do it. Exactly. Guy Gilchrist was all about it, man. Friggin' totally do it. He's like drawn Muppets for my children, like pictures of them in the Muppets scene with the other Muppets. So you
that
freaking
is so
do
awesome.
It. You freaking do it.
So cool.
Gil's amazing. Yeah. And he's like the sweetest dude. Like, we've texted like plenty now. Like, he's so great. So yeah, you need to do that. Well, just reach out, do it.
I mean,
well, now maybe this is the push we needed. Maybe we'll do it now.
You have to do it now, Kristen. It's a must.
Yeah. A little inside secret is, more times than not, if you send a message and you do it in like a way that doesn't make you sound like a crazy stalker, they're gonna probably respond to you. And I have gotten a ton of interviews that I never thought I'd get responded to just by sending the message. You know, people want to talk about themselves.
Cool. Yeah, but then you got to do it. And
then I have to come up with questions that I want Hale Appelman to answer. Oh, what? God. How am I going to do that?
Mm-hmm. Kristen, tell us. So who is your ideal interview?
I actually was, because I knew he was going to say that, I was going to say a very similar thing. Either the two that I mentioned, either Bonnie Somerville or Judy Greer, because they both are like famous, but they're not like, they're not household names. And I just, they're, but we also love them so much to the point where like, I've been a fan of Judy Greer since like the mid 90s. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah.
By the way, Hale Appelman, sweetest fucking guy ever.
I believe it, but I'm so intimidated because he's so good at his job, and I am not.
Well, that's
like
not
Kristen.
True. You sound like a Muppet of a man. You're fine. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
No, I've met him a couple times. He's huge, because I'm pretty tall, and he towers over me, but he's a really, really nice guy. So just, it's one of those things that,
Well, I might also be the only person in the world who saw teeth. And he's in that, so.
So there's something to talk about.
That could be a nice icebreaker. Yeah.
Be like, how about those teeth, right?
Will, you said earlier that the podcast has changed your life in a lot of ways. What kind of opportunities, if any, do you think that the podcast has actually opened up for you guys or made possible for you?
We actually got contacted by an app called TV Co and were offered a job hosting a Katie Keene watch party on their platform. So,
oh, wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, paid awesome.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern.
And we, for the run of Katie Keene, we will be doing live watch parties and then some like vlogs of special features talking about like the clothes and stuff. And
it is our first foray into video.
Nice. Is, are you guys excited about that? Nervous about that?
Both, yeah. We've done the premiere, and so the hard part is over. We've done it. Now it's just sort of like perfecting it, figuring out what works. And I'm very learned by doing. I'm visual and learned by doing. And so we'll see. And it just, as I've said several times, you know, my whole life I've been a very creative person, and I've always had big dreams of what I wanted to do, but my dreams always felt too big to actually do. So I spent a lot of time of my life thinking about stuff I wanted to do. And this is sort of one of the first times that I'm actually producing content to a point where when somebody asks me what I'm doing, I'm like, well, I have this. It's like, I can actually show you. It's like, I have something to show for what I want to do, and I have a way of measuring it. And it's pushing me even further to do more stuff than I ever thought I would. And it, like I said, it's been life changing. I wish I had started sooner.
Yeah, I think we both wish we had started sooner, because as Will's brother mentioned to us, we really got in right under the wire of when podcasts started being too many people.
Yes. That's funny. We joke about that a lot. It's like, you don't have a podcast? What are you talking about?
How do you communicate with people? How do you let people?
What do you do with your time? Right.
What do you just watch,
do you just
a show?
Listen to the radio in your car?
You watch a show and you just like walk away. You just like go on with your life. Like, what the frick?
That's freaking mental. You don't need to talk about it with like 5 to 20 people.
That's insane. How will people know what you think?
My next podcast is me listening to podcasts. That's it. Just me in the car listening to podcasts.
That's totally so. Mike, well, that is a good segue, Mike. So is video the next realm for you guys, or what is next as you guys are watching your podcast evolve?
Yeah, I mean, I think yes to the video. My husband Will and I are looking to sell our current house and buy a new house this year that hopefully has some more space so that we can set up an actual video and audio capable studio so that we can start doing actual, because like we're on YouTube right now, but it's just our logo with our audio on it, and we want to actually start doing video. Mm-hmm. Video. So that is definitely where we're going, where we're aiming.
I do at some point want to, I have more ideas. I'm working on another book right now with two more ideas after that. And we're frankly even dabbling, like I mentioned earlier, with going into production ourselves. You know, I went to film school. I have connections. I know some people, and we have some friends of ours down here who have a production company. And we've even talked about maybe even potentially adapting Fairy Tale ourselves into filming a pilot and seeing if we can't sell it and stuff. So I just want more. I just want to do it all, kind of.
I love it. Never put limits on yourself. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really, we're mostly constrained by the fact that I have to have a 9-to-5 job. If I didn't have my day job, we could be doing a lot more stuff.
Time and money. The two.
Yeah, time and money. And so, right? And that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing where consistency comes in, because the more consistent we are and the more stuff we produce, the more likely we are to get more offers like this TV Co thing that are, you know. So we just are, we're playing it one day at a time for now. But yeah, we're hopeful that in the future we will be able to produce the book that we wrote into something and future things. And we really, honestly, the dream that we have in life is to have a company where we can employ our friends.
Love it.
That's the dream. That is the dream. Where do people find, so I'm watching this show, social media, where can they listen to your podcast? Where are you guys on the internet?
So we have a website, which is soimwatching.com, and everything does link out from there, including all the social. But We are on Twitter at So I'm Watching and Instagram at So I'm Watching This Show. We also do have a Patreon page where we do weekly recaps of multiple TV shows. And the TV Co thing, if you download the TV Co app, you can find us. I think it's at So I'm Watching. Mm-hmm. And if you want, you can join us 8 p.m. on Thursdays for Katie Keene. We've only done the first one, but so far we had a good time.
It's just a live viewing then, party. You can interact.
Yeah, just a live watch party. So yeah, you can talk to us. Yeah. Everything. And then there also is a link on our website so that you can go buy our book.
That's what's the name of your book? You never said it.
Fairy Tale.
Yeah, it's called Fairy Tale.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. One word. Oh, that's important. That's a good. That would be hard to find.
It actually was a discussion.
Yeah,
it was. We talked about it a lot, actually.
I love that, you guys.
That makes it very hashtagable. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
How modern of you.
Very, very. Well, thank you guys so much. Is there anything else that you would like to add to for listeners to know about you guys? Why should they pick you guys to come in this sea of podcasts?
I would say just because, like we said earlier, we like to like things. We try not to just take the shit out of people for the fun of it. Only when we have like legitimate criticisms, I think, is when we're saying like nasty stuff about people. And I think that the niche that we've built, the types of things that we watch and respond to, I think are unique in a way that other people aren't necessarily doing.
We do have a slightly more female / gay male gaze to the things that we cover.
Yes.
So we're a little bit more niche that way. But we just like to have fun, and we want you to have fun. And if you like us, then come along this journey with us.
You know what? I can tell you for sure, Pod Clubhouse loves you guys.
You guys are awesome. Fans.
We're super happy to have you.
We love
Thank you,
too.
You for this. This was awesome.
And you guys are always definitely. Welcome in the clubhouse. What we want to tell you guys and our other listeners is that what we're up to at Pod Clubhouse is we want to collaborate with all different podcasts. And so we love to switch it up, as Kristen and Will were saying. Sometimes it's super hard to get just your two hosts on the same schedule. So every once in a while, you know, we have an opening. We want to just throw in someone from another podcast and have them give their two cents. It's just so much fun to really shake it up like that. So we're all about collaboration in 2020. So we hope you guys have enjoyed this. This has been Kristen and Will joining us from So I'm Watching This Show. And we hope that you've enjoyed it. This is Caroline with Daily Review.
This is Mike from Pop Culture Review.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.